This is Radio Boston. I'm Chris Sidorick. And we start with major news out of Florida today. Jupiter police are charging New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft with soliciting prostitution. Police say the 77-year-old billionaire is connected to a wide-ranging prostitution investigation involving multiple massage parlors. Here's Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr at a press conference just a few hours ago.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution. We're as equally stunned as everybody else.
A spokesperson for Kraft says he categorically denies the charges. Joining me now to talk about the allegations is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So catch us up here. What's the latest on this story?
Okay, so Kraft was charged with two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitutes at a Florida massage parlor. Jupiter police say that Kraft is one of more than 20 people being charged in this sting operation, and there is video evidence of all of the people being charged in this sting. Also, charges, we should note that charges have been filed, but Kraft has not been arrested. Police say there will be a warrant issued.
All right. What are you hearing specifically about the massage parlor where these incidents took place?
Yeah. I think it's important to mention the larger scale of the investigation. The prostitution charges against Kraft stem from a larger investigation into a Florida spa tied to international human trafficking. Kraft was charged with paying for sexual services at a place called the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. That's in Jupiter, Florida. That spa is among 10 shut down after a several-month investigation. And women at that spa were in what, according to arrest records, is sexual servitude. That's the term they were using. Detectives learned in the course of this investigation that the women, many of them from China, lived inside the spa and were not permitted to leave.
And this is an investigation that unfolded over several months.
This has been ongoing.
So I want to ask you about Robert Kraft specifically in terms of NFL owners. He commands a lot of respect. He's someone who's seen as a person who has a lot of connections in the league, in business, in politics. How surprising is it to see him involved in something like this?
Yeah, as you mentioned, an extremely well-respected figure in the NFL and extremely shocking. I mean, so far we've heard a lot of reaction, mostly from former NFL players and current NFL players, and it's along the lines of just when you thought you saw everything, and then this comes along. So a lot of surprise across the NFL community and across the sports community that Robert Kraft would be involved in something like this. And you mentioned, you know, sort of his power and his deep connection and how prominent he is in the NFL. Part of that is because of the success of the team, right? Six Super Bowl championships, but also he chairs the very powerful broadcasting committee, and he has a tremendous influence in terms of all of the decisions that are made across the board with the NFL. So, I mean, this has ramifications and ripple effects across the entire league.
So you mentioned you're hearing some reaction from players. Do you have anything specific, Patriots or non-Patriots?
Mostly that, you know, can't believe this is happening. And then, of course, there is some response like, I hope he gets punished the way a player would be punished. There's some along those lines as well.
So along those lines, what implications does this have for his ownership, if any?
Yeah, so I think it's first of all important to say that the NFL has released a statement about the incident, and it said the NFL is aware of the ongoing law enforcement matter and will continue to monitor the developments. But there is also, I think we should all recognize, the personal conduct policy that's in place. And that covers not only players and NFL staff, but it also covers owners. So Kraft is subject to that personal conduct policy, and we've seen that implemented in the past. Colts owner Jim Irsay was arrested on drug charges, I believe it was in 2014, and that resulted in a 6-game suspension and a $500,000 fine. I think the anticipation is that if, you know, there is a conviction on these misdemeanor charges, that there will be a fine or suspension. Certainly, the unwarranted attention to the NFL triggers an NFL investigation. So that's the first step in the process.
And I know that code of conduct actually references conduct unbecoming of the league. It doesn't even have to be necessarily a legal conviction for the NFL to
exactly.
take action.
Exactly. It's the unwarranted attention. It is in violation of sort of the integrity. It puts a sort of a black eye on the integrity of the league.
Well, this is obviously a story that is still developing, and I'm sure you'll be on it for the foreseeable future.
I can see this, you know, being a week and weeks ahead we're going to be hearing about this.
Well, that's WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. You can follow along the story and see the full police affidavit on our website, radioboston.org. Shira, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.